is an act of perversion that is so profound. What do they say in Animal House? That decorum prohibits listing it here. Submitted this day, 28 July, year of our Lord and Savior, Anno Domini 2021, Douglas C. Niedermeyer, Sergeant at Arms. So the perp has the child by the hand. Now, note that the little girl, the three-year-olds, dude, has a crown on her head, which I told Mrs. O'Connell this when we were prepping this, and we were running way behind schedule. We spent 20 minutes digging, doing the deep dive on this story here because a lot of it's gotten a lot of people's attention. And to people's credit, they're going, okay, all right, no, this has to stop now. This has gone too far. This needs to come to an end. Finally, there is some sympathy for the tender young souls that we call children in this land. So the stripper perp, who is completely, basically, and totally nude, with the parents... What? I know. Completely and totally naked. The child is scurried onto the stripper floor. She does have some stuff on because she has garters to hold the dollar bills for the tips, right? Has a garter full of tens and twenties and hundreds and dollar bills. Child is scurried by the parents onto the floor. No, go dance with the dancer. The first thing the dancer does is take a couple of dollar bills and put it in the kid's hand. Now, why would you do that? So the child can start practicing putting dollar bills in the garter string of sex workers. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to approach this. Well, Dr. Torres, not completely naked, but yeah, for all practical, wait a minute, how did Pepper Miyazaki say? For all practical intensive purposes, yes. Yes. Maggie is saying how do you know she's got a fake, you know what? Maybe he's a Tucker. Maybe he's a Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. I don't know. The child then makes the strip walk with the stripper, who then does a sashay and then pivots, or pirouettes, if you will, and then makes the return trip, making sure that the child is holding its hand. As I told Mrs. O'Connell, I said, note that that little girl has a crown on her head. That suggests to me that the parents, the other perps who need to be hanged, the parents brought that child to that event to celebrate something. Their little princess. Well, wait a minute. Their little queen. How do we know that's a little girl? We're dealing with sick people. That might be a little boy who's grown his hair out and has been put in a dress by a couple of perverts. You know, and you wonder how you are supposed to, you know, what are you supposed to do? When we as human beings, as Christians, when we're confronted with something like this, this is evil. As I said on my Substack post about this, this is not a law or constitution problem. This is a Satan problem, okay?
The fact that the homo that uploaded this video has it in written print at the top. Children belong at drag shows. And children deserve to see fun, an expression of freedom.
Yes, because that's an expression of freedom. So freedom now entails, the complete and total, why don't they just get it over with? Complete and total sexualization of three-year-olds now. There's no distinction to be made. Yesterday we learned that the monkeypox virus has been, or 2 days ago on Tuesday's show, we revealed to you through the Centers for Disease Control that a pair of children, a six-month-old infant and a three-year-old, have contracted monkeypox. In the same video, Rochelle Walensky informed us that now we're admitting that monkeypox is primarily spread by adult men, homosexuals who have group sex orgies with other homosexual men. In the homosexual homosexual men group sex community, she said. So, inquiring minds are going, hey, wait a minute. You're telling me that the six-month-old was raped by a sodomite? Apparently so. That the three-year-old was raped by a sodomite? Apparently so. That the CDC knows about this? Apparently so. Were the U.S. Marshals sent to the home to go rescue the child and arrest the perps? Not that we know of. Why not? Well, I'm sure that Uncle Joey's out there issuing executive orders saying, this is normal behavior. We, these people have the right. And Maggie's right. The pervert that posted the video posted, and you can see text typed all over the video, children deserve to learn that they can have fun and have sex. Grooming is now a word from our past that does not have the same meaning it did a mere 5 months ago. Because grooming was, we're like, ew, ick, Disney's grooming 5-year-old, 8-year-old children? 8-year-olds, dude. That's disgusting. That's despicable. Not anymore. That's yesterday's news, babe. Oh, no, we've crossed that boundary. We have crossed that boundary. By the way, and I just will throw this hat tip out to Richard Barrett for the Barrett Brief show yesterday. by the way, Richard, welcome to my world. And I was telling Justin this. Justin goes, now I know, now I see. And like, because Richard was talking about how, who was it that posted the, Barrett, who was it that posted the terms and conditions of TikTok? And Joe Rogan read them on air. And this was the greatest moral achievement event in the history of all media. And the heroic defender of piety and virtue, Joe Rogan, came in to read the TikTok rules and save the republic. Hey, Joe Rogan. And Barrett's going like, I read you the TikTok rules, terms and conditions like a year and a half ago. And told people, if you have TikTok, get off of it now. Cancel it now. Oh, it was that the Chinese are confiscating the video or the meta tags or whatever, all of the info that is contained in the in what's posted, right? And they're claiming like they have ownership of it. And Joe Rogan bravely, courageously rode into the breach to save Americans who did not know that TikTok had such rules. And Mr. Barrett was going like, I'm pretty sure that the King Dude did this, and I know that I did, that we like abandoned TikTok two years ago and warned everyone else that you shouldn't be doing this. And then when, or that, dude, You have a ticket. Your kid has. Are you demented? Your child has a TikTok app on the smartphone that you gave them, and she's 9. And I was telling him, and Justin was going like, Barrett did that, sir, an hour, a year and a half ago, and now Rogan's getting all the credit, everyone, blah, blah, blah. And I said, welcome to our world. We canceled Netflix in September of 2017 and told people why. Because of the kiddie porn show Big Mouth and the other stuff that they were doing. And this was in, you can document this, I forget what episode, this would have been in the 400, 500, somewhere up in there. And told people that you need to get off of Netflix, you need to cancel it now. Do not throw any money at these people, this is evil, these people are diabolical, they're thrown in with the with Beelzebub and the boys, you need to cancel it. Certainly no person that calls himself a Christian or a Catholic should be having anything to do with Netflix. That was in August of 2017. Well, yawn. It wasn't until the world really discovered that this happened when Dr. Taylor Marshall did it in August of 2020, 3 years afterwards. This is an outrage. I can't believe this. And everybody's like, yeah, yeah, finally someone discovered it. Somebody blew the whistle on Netflix. Like, we kind of like do live news events every day. We were on this one 3 years. Shut up! You suck on YouTube. You need to shut up. Taylor just saved all of us, you idiot. You're just trying to ride his coattail. I'm like, no, seriously. In August of 2017, we really did it. No, you didn't. Liar. Yeah, and then Tommy comes in and goes, wait, Mike Church has a show? I thought he was just a guest on the Taylor Marshall podcast. Yeah. Where's Tommy at when I ate him? Now, back to what happened here in Florida. Yes, I think we should work up a number 6 on him.
You don't work up a number 6 on him.
Number 6? I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, that's where we go riding into town. A whopping and a whomping. Every living thing that moves within an inch of its life. Except the women folks, of course.
You spare the women?
I won't play the rest of it. But basically what happened in Miami is there was a number 6 dance. Because, we blah, 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 the number 6 dance later on. They basically had a number 6 dance.